Thank you, thank you, thank you. Can't say thank you enough to our longtime supporters keeping us on the air, Aureus Medical Staffing. If you're a student physical therapist approaching graduation, if you're a new grad, if you're a seasoned professional and you're looking for short-term travel assignments, maybe you want to move about the country with your PT license, we got you covered with Aureus. If you're looking for a long-term placement, want to find a job somewhere else? Aureus has you covered. AureusMedical.com. They've been doing this for a couple of decades. All settings, all 50 states. See what they have to offer. No obligation or anything weird like that. Plus, they have all the information you need, like license transfers or housing or taxes when you move from state to state. They've been doing this for a while. They got you covered. Online, it's AureusMedical.com. That is AureusMedical.com. Aureus Medical Staffing, the leaders in travel physical therapy. AureusMedical.com. Joe Donnelly is the president of the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapists. We talked to Joe here during PT Month, taking a look into that academy and what comes with membership in there. If you're looking to work with patients in an orthopedic setting, is membership worth it? Spoiler alert, Joe says it is. Take a listen why here in this episode in PT Month with the hashtag ChoosePT. Episode is brought to you by Owens Recovery Science, a leader in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training, along with the information, the research, the insight, the skill that you need to apply it in clinical practice. Find out more at OwensRecoveryScience.com.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours.
Welcome aboard.
This is the PT Pintcast. Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
All right, still in PT month, all month long getting to celebrate the profession of physical therapy. It's good. We got 31 days in October, right? I like that. Looking at each of the sections and academies inside of the American Physical Therapy Association, really to show off all the different things that make up the association, that really make up your profession. And today we're bringing back on the show Joe Donnelly. Joe, welcome back to the program, man.
Thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate it.
Looking inside what you get to do within the APTA, which is the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy. I like to start these episodes. I do the back of the baseball card view, Joe. So look at the back of the baseball card for the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapists. Total members, 19,687. That's as of August 31st, 2019. That's big.
The largest section.
Yeah.
Out of all the specialty sections in the APTA.
Yeah, that's big. And you guys are celebrating 45 years as a section, yep, as a component. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. And great leadership to pull us forward.
Yeah. Orthopt.org is the website. You can find out more information. And Orthopedic APTA is the Twitter handle as well. We start things off really just looking about the section. According to the APTA, the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy is an advocate and resource for practitioners of orthopedic physical therapy, fostering high-quality patient and client care and promoting growth. When you join AOPT, you join an active network of close to 20,000 PT practitioners. That's got to feel good to have, when you guys go to CSM and you're represented by, well, a large group of people from your academy. That's got to feel great.
It is. It's really good. It's been a significant growth in the academy over the past couple of years. The one area that we're lacking in membership, though, is student membership. So that's probably our demographic that we really need to focus on, is that making students aware that they can be a member of the academy.
All right. So we'll start off there. Dues, if you're a physical therapist, 50. If you're a PTA, 30. And if you're a student, 15. That's pretty good.
Yep. $15, and you get the access to JOSPT online, and you can join any one of the special interest groups of the academy.
Yeah, so let's go through those. How about I pitch them to you one at a time, and you just give us, you know, a couple of words about them. So we'll start with the SIGs, and again, I can't say this enough. Listen, when you join a section, you have access to join all of the special interest groups within that section or within that academy at no extra charge. So let's talk about each one. Start it off with animal rehabilitation. That's a special interest group.
Yeah, so animal rehab just finished a practice analysis last year. So they're now going to implement that practice analysis standards and define what are the competencies for an animal physical therapist.
Yeah, I feel like this is somewhere that's kind of going to take off in the next couple of years. And here's why. I feel like if some other group of people got together and said, we're animal physical therapists, PTs would be a little pissed.
So there's lots of regulations and restrictions based on Veterinary Practice Act. And that's one of the reasons why it's been called animal rehab and not animal physical therapy, because of the practice acts in the different states by the veterinarians. But we work collaboratively to animal rehab. SIG works collaboratively with veterinary societies and are moving their initiatives forward.
This is why you got to have an academy, so they can advocate
that's
for
right.
it. Looking at the next down the line, foot and ankle.
Foot and ankle SIG. They are doing amazing stuff. And they just had a... knocked it out of the ballpark, showing at the Foot and Ankle Surgeons Society meeting, and had five different presentations by physical therapists at an orthopedic surgeon conference. So they've been really moving and shaking and facilitating that relationship with the foot and ankle surgeons.
Yeah, yeah. One reason that we're better together is when we can get out of just coming to a PT conference, and you can do just that, as you mentioned, at the surgeons conference. That's fantastic.
Absolutely.
Imaging as a special interest group.
Yeah, imaging is doing really well. They are in partnership with a couple of national ultrasound imaging groups. They have been a major resource for components and chapters seeking to add diagnostic imaging into their practice act. So they've been a really strong resource for government affairs.
That's great.
For APTA.
That's great. Looking at occupational health physical therapy, what goes on in there?
Yeah, so that's for the worker. And so they've been involved with one of the federal agencies for occupational health and OSHA standards. So they've been really actively involved in that, and they're actually finishing up a clinical practice guideline for worker ergonomics and the injured worker.
That's great. Moving on, pain management as a special interest group in the Academy of Orthopedics.
Pain management is a busy little subsection right now. So we've bridged the gap with APTA. There was a House of Delegates charge for the APTA to investigate pain science curriculum for entry-level programs in partnership with the International Association for Study of Pain. So we have leaders from the pain SIG involved in that work group, and we've connected them with our SIG, and so they'll be developing some pay guidelines as far as education. And out of that will be a pain education manual coming through within the next couple of years.
Yeah, pain, big subject right now going on in the profession. It's good to see people collaborating, sharing ideas, and coming together.
Yep, and so they got a work group together for a pain specialization practice analysis. And so that group has met once, and they'll meet at the Orthopedic Academy section office in La Crosse, Wisconsin in October. And they'll start developing their survey to identify, is pain specialization in physical therapy a specialization, or is it a residency or fellowship training program?
All right. That's great. We'll see how that plays out. Performing
and
arts.
And they've pulled in multiple sections to be involved with that.
That's good. And another example of collaboration, you know, especially across academies or across sections, is just shows you why you need to be a member of the APTA. Switch to performing arts.
Well, Performing Arts has been really busy, and they're growing by leaps and bounds, and they've been really involved with other organizations such as International Dance Exercise Aerobics Organization and IADAM, doing presentations and being a leader in performing arts for physical therapists.
That's so great.
They're moving and shaking.
That's great. Finally, last special interest group is residency and fellowship.
So the residency fellowship special interest group has been really busy. They put together a tremendous document between May and August for the American Board of Residency Physical Therapists Education and the new standards committee on current issues and potential solutions to help streamline residency and fellowship development.
That's great. All right.
And those that don't know it, the AOPT has grants for orthopedic residency program startup. And unfortunately, annually, many of those grants don't get awarded because people don't apply for them.
Wow. That's sad to hear. I mean, if you've got this great resource, and that's really one reason we're doing this this series in PT Month, is to let people know what things are available in terms of something small, like benefits for joining a special interest group, or something big, like a grant or a scholarship.
Yep. Absolutely.
That's great. All right, so let's look under the hood, why you should join. You mentioned it a minute ago, but when you're a member of the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy, subscription to JOSPT and Orthopedic Physical Therapy Practice, that comes as part of your membership. Talk just for a second about each of those.
Yeah, so the Orthopedic Physical Therapy Practice publication is mainly filled with clinical case reports or case series. driven by the editor, John Hite, and the special interest groups. And you'll find updates from each of the special interest groups in the OPTP, as well as a President's Corner message about what's happening in the Orthopedic Academy in that quarter that the OPTP has been printed.
And then
this last, the next issue, or the issue that just came out, was a university issue, and that was the University of South Florida. Their research that's happening out of that physical therapy program, and the next issue will have all clinical cases and research that's come out of the University of South Florida program.
And JOSPT, just a leading journal.
Yeah, so JOSPT has a high impact factor, and it's a publication that's supported by both the Orthopedic Academy and the Academy of Sports Physical Therapy.
Okay.
And it's a joint venture.
Love that. We mentioned a second ago, opportunity to apply for AOPT's grant program that funds clinical research of its members. That's important to know about if you're looking for funding.
Absolutely. So, you know, in the last 5 years, we've awarded 21 grants totaling over $580,000, which included one clinical research network grant for a total of $300,000, in addition to the grants we support through the Foundation for Physical Therapy Research. So there's lots of startup research dollars available through the Academy.
Discounts on things that people should know about, support materials for residency and fellowship program credentialing. Listen, if there's a discount out there, take advantage of it.
Yeah, so most of our discounts are, you know, along the lines with APTA. We are starting to do some initiatives with our independent study courses or our monographs, and we just actually sent out one yesterday, which is an introductory pricing offer for 60 days on neurologics and orthopedic physical therapy. We're trying to get the message out by discount.
Yeah, that's always good to know about. I mean, take advantage of it. This is another example of how your membership can literally pay for itself if you're an active member.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And don't be afraid to visit the website, orthopt.org, and just canvas the website and see all the resources available to you.
Absolutely. Also on the website, if you're looking for clinical practice guidelines, you have those as well.
Yes. And in the last 5 years, we've developed five new clinical practice guidelines, and three of those were collaborating with other sections in the Academy. And we revised six existing clinical practice guidelines. And moving forward, there's 10 new CPGs in progress, and nine of those are collaborative with other sections and academies.
All right, so that's what's under the hood, and again, that website is orthopt.org. Joining the conversations, even if you want to just test the waters, on Twitter, at OrthopedicAPTA. But let's talk about why you became a member and why you're still a member, Joe.
Boy, I've been a member for a long time, so I was a childhood genius. I've been a member for 35 years, so... I started being a PT at like 4 years old.
Yeah.
So I just think it adds value to practice, education, research, advocacy. I've always found the resources that I needed for clinical practice as well as advocacy, and being a chapter leader, the Orthopedic Academy has been very gracious with advocacy grants for our chapter, and especially in Georgia, receiving updating our modernizing our practice act to get direct access, and the Orthopedic Academy was very influential in giving us grant money to help support that initiative. That's another thing we can't forget about is that, you know, the AOPT has an advocacy grant program, and in the last 5 years, we've given over $75,000 out to 15 chapters for legislative initiatives such as imaging or direct access or anti-manipulation battle.
Just another way that your dues are really helping to protect your profession. Yeah, long before you're even in it. So again, if you're a student and you're thinking about it, the dues of $15 a year if you're an APTA member already seems like a good investment.
It's an excellent investment. And having the JOSPT delivered right to your computer while you're writing those papers or looking up those clinical questions, you couldn't ask for anything better.
Yeah, love that. All right, last thing we're doing on these episodes, Joe, is your parting shot.
This is the parting shot.
All right, if someone's still listening to us talk about the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy and they're nodding along and they were thinking about joining, you had their ear, what would you tell them? What would you put them over the edge with to make them pull the trigger and join your academy?
I would say that the Ortho Academy has, if you're an orthopedic PT, or dealing with patients with musculoskeletal dysfunction, you'll find the Academy has resources that you didn't know exist through your membership, such as access to the clinical practice guidelines, the OPTP, the JOSPT, and the different special interest groups that can provide incredible resources for you. And if you want to know more, at CSM in Denver on Wednesday, February 12th, at 6 p.m., we are going to be having an Orthopedic Academy special interest group meet and greet with the hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar. On that first Wednesday night.
You had me at bar, Joe. You had me at bar.
That's right.
Well, all right.
You'll have to buy your-
Well, I appreciate you taking some time out. I'm sure we'll see you at CSM. And that's another great thing that I don't think we mentioned on this episode or maybe some others is CSM's a great time to do some test drives or at least just poke around and talk with some people.
Yeah.
We've heard, you know, many of the stories of why people became members of their particular sections or academies was I bumped into someone at CSM and then that led to either, you know, lifelong membership and then eventually some leadership positions. And a lot of people say, I didn't mean to be a member, or I wasn't looking, and next thing you know, I found people I really wanted to collaborate with, and 10, 15, 20 years later, I'm still there.
Absolutely. That's how it works, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And Jimmy, the other thing that's happening at CSM is for the first time, based on member feedback, our pre-con courses are offered at the cheapest price they can be for CSM.
That's great.
So we have a lot of good programming coming up, especially a two-day pain workshop.
Perfect. Joe, the president right now of the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy, appreciate your time and sharing us a little bit more about your section.
Absolutely, and we look forward to seeing you at CSM, Jimmy.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
All right, show today brought to you by the Brooks Institute of Higher Learning, an innovator in providing advanced post-professional education. Brooks IHL offering continuing education courses in numerous specialty areas, 6 PT residency programs, an OMPT fellowship, as well as challenging but rewarding internships. The IHL specializes in the translation of information from evidence to patient management. Learn what they can do for you to support your professional development at brooksihl.org.
Our home on the internet.
PTPintcast.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at BuildPT.com.